Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time that's just for you. It's always relaxing to learn something new, and it's not a surprise. According to science, whenever we learn something interesting, our brain actually releases hormones that help us relax and feel better. Our mood is boosted. Now, we know as people of faith that science just shares with us how God, in His wisdom, created in our nervous system and our bodies and emotions ways to help us release stress. God didn't create us to hold stress and continuously carry burdens. So our show today is an exciting topic. It's one of my life passions and ministries. It's about rest. And I am curious, I'm going to ask you questions, a little bit of trivia. How long do you think it takes to get focused once you are interrupted? So whatever it is you're doing, say you're working on an email, or you are planning out a schedule, or maybe you're working on a fun project for yourself, but then you get interrupted. Now, this interruption could be external. Somebody's calling you, you've got a troubling email that lands in your inbox, or you get a call. Or it could be an internal disruption, thoughts that just seem to carry worry for you. You're trying to shake those negative thoughts or feelings, but they just kind of interrupt your day. Now, how long do you think it takes to switch back to what you were doing? I'm going to answer that later on in today's podcast, but I just want to help encourage you that having a pace of life that isn't interrupted by stress and pressures, we need those spaces in our lives where we can just be free to relax, enjoy something that can bring you peace or joy, because joy and peace is connected to rest. Many of us think that resting means inactivity. We sometimes hear the word, you should rest when we might be sick, right? And somebody says, you need to get some rest. But actually, when we look at God's word, we look at what God thinks about rest, it's actually a very fruitful time to enjoy the good things that God has created and intended for you. So I love this whole topic of rest because it's what brought me to a place of wellness. I never even knew that life can be lived in a rest-filled way. It's just not the way I grew up. It's just not the way this world operates. And unfortunately, we've learned this also in our church culture, that if we don't do more, be more, maybe we may not be included in what people might define as a faith-filled person's life. But we know that Jesus invites us to rest. So we're going to jump into this topic today. How can I be more peaceful and not more busy? How can I be less busy and more at peace and filled with more joy? That's our question today. And it's a fun question because it's what we were intended and created to be. Free to be at rest, to enjoy God's peace and presence. Thank you for being here and just relax into this time.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, this is a definitely rich topic. I mean, it's a life ministry for me that I've been exploring and learning how to apply in my own life. And it's now been 12 years. It's actually been 12 years since I experienced my first panic attack. Do you have certain moments like that in your life where you kind of just remember it? There's this before the incident you and then the post-incident you. I don't know what that is for you in your life. And maybe most of us have many, right? Because life has ups and downs. We know in scripture by our beloved poet in Psalms that, you know, Jesus leads us through valleys as well as mountaintops. But one thing we can be sure of, God always prepares a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. And he fills our cup. He anoints our head with oil. And in scripture, oil is the Holy Spirit, and our cup overflows. He continually wants to pour into our cup. So as we feel our cup may be running on empty, listen closely to the voice of your loving Savior. And he invites you to rest. He invites you to create space in your life to pour into your cup and to replenish what you've been pouring out. Well, I want to share a wonderful study that I came across, and you'll be able to find a link in today's show notes. But, you know, I always love to share with you things that I learned that are helpful in connecting our wellness with God's word, as well as science, the way he created our bodies. Well, one of the things that I learned is that we have a system in our brain that's what we often feel is inactive. We think, hey, if I'm sleeping, nothing's happening with my brain's just asleep. But it's actually called a default mode network. This is the network in our brain, the activity in our brain that actually starts working when we are at rest. And so our brain is never stopped. Our brain is constantly at work. The question is more, what do we want our brain to be focused on rather than how can I just stop all thinking? Many times we try to be harder on ourselves when we're stressed out and we're like, stop getting stressed. But yet we find that in the study of neuroscience, the brain is always active. We want to find activities that help our brain to relax, to connect your brain to something that's called the flow state. And it's a form of what we might call meditation. It's when our brain is connected to something that our body and our emotions can be free to not worry about pressures and deadlines and performance. That is when we are in that flow state. And as people of faith, I just want to share really quick a verse that will really help remind us that we were created to have rest. And rest, again, doesn't mean inactivity. This is a beautiful verse, and we want to just be reminded of God's loving voice. Jesus himself said to his disciples in Mark chapter 6, verse 31, "Come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and rest a while." I want to ask you, as you're relaxing right now, and we're just breathing in God's word, which word in this beautiful invitation from Jesus is capturing your attention? It's our breath prayer for today. So we're going to practice our breath prayer right now. We're going to breathe in. Come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. Breathe in. Come away with me. Breathe out by yourselves. Breathe in to a quiet place. Breathe out and rest a while. This is a wonderful way to read scripture slowly and really savor and delight in God's word. You just break it up into just a couple of words. Breathe in, come away with me. Breathe out by yourselves. Breathe in to a quiet place. Breathe out and rest a while. There's so many components to rest. And what's interesting is that Jesus invites us to rest with him. When he invited the disciples to get away and rest a while, they were busy serving lots of people, people that had a lot of needs. And yet Jesus invited them to kind of break away and spend time with him. We find that in that verse, the verse is hugging this verse, this invitation, that they were so busy, they didn't have time to eat. And so it's really important that we take time to just really take care of ourselves. And I'm just curious, quietness, when do you experience quietness? Because it says here in the invitation, come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place. Quietness is actually a very important element in nurturing our wellness. Studies show that when we are surrounded by noise, and that noise is not just about the volume of noise, our brain is constantly taking in input, right? So if something's not helping you to relax, the information you're receiving, whether it's from taking care of others, getting things done, meeting deadlines, we all have those spaces in our lives that require us to work and to meet deadlines or meet expectations. But when we don't have any time to simply relax and do something that we can enjoy, we then overwhelm our body. And that's when we start to feel mental fatigue. Now, quietness is very interesting because think about the things that you enjoy. Doesn't it carry an element of quietness? More and more studies show that as people take time to do things, whether it's with your hand, whether it's gardening, whether it's just maybe browsing the library with some book for some books, or maybe you're gathering some ingredients of a favorite baking recipe you have to bake some bread. Or maybe like me, you like to read, you love books, you love to write. All of these pastimes that help us relax carry with it the element of quietness. So I want to invite you, if you're looking to really improve your wellness and draw closer to God, I am starting a course today on Monday, and you can sign up for Breathe the Rest with Jesus. This is a very important life-changing course that I myself had to go on, because without learning how to rest and different ways to spend time with God, nurturing my wellness, I would have never found a healing journey. You know, I talked about that before and after Bonnie, before my panic attack in 2012 and after. Well, I never knew that finding rest, learning how to draw close to God, even as I didn't feel well, even as I felt stressed, I didn't know that it held a beautiful treasure, because I started to learn. And that's what I wanted to share with you in this course. So sign up at mysoulcareschool.com. I will be guiding us. What would happen if you took 40 days to learn how to draw close to God and listen and soak in his whispers of rest? That's what we're going to do. This is an 8-week journey, and you'll have that opportunity to practice resting with Jesus and soaking in and hearing his loving word. Because as people of faith, when we do all the different practices that are classic Christian wellness practices of meditation, meditating on God's word with beautiful, easy prayers to pray that help you connect emotionally to God, as well as doing things that help connect your heart to a restful place, that's when we experience the rest from stress. So I want to invite you, because I think it's a fun experiment. I'm kind of challenging you. What would happen? Take my course and you're going to see how your body, your emotions were designed to rest. Well, today's podcast episode is just to get you thinking about how much time in your day is spent being busy, and how much of your brain, what kind of information is your brain constantly absorbing and breathing in? No wonder we are so stressed when there's no space for you to relax with Jesus and to breathe in his word. You know, I started this episode talking about this interesting mode that our brain goes into called the default mode network. And what happens is that when we are too busy, we're ignoring the things that really bother us. When we do quiet ourselves, sometimes we feel we wouldn't even know what to do. And a lot of those worries will start to surface. That's why it's very important to learn how our bodies and our brains can be refreshed. And this is the exciting thing. Our brains refresh when we step into that meditative flow state that I talked about. And as people of faith, one of the most important things we can do is to meditate on God's word. And what I found that there are many, many personal ways that you can meditate on God's word. That's very creative, because that's one of the ways our brains can enter into that meditative state is when we use creativity. So what are the different ways that you can experience God's rest? I want you to be a little creative with our verse today. Our verse again is, come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. I just want to focus on the word place as we end our time together. What is a place that you can go? It doesn't have to be far away, but a special place for you. That when you're in that environment, you just feel restful. You can exhale. That's kind of my challenge for you this week. It's spring, so there's no longer rain. There's no longer snow. Snow is melting. And the skies are blue. I'd like you to come away by yourself, spend time with Jesus in that place that's quiet and restful to you. And as you do, you'll be able to connect with your heart again and practice that breath prayer as you're in that quiet place. And that will be your breath prayer, your sweet time with Jesus. Meditating, allowing your environment, the place that gives you rest, to replenish you this week. That's my challenge. And you can just rest for just 10 minutes. It doesn't take the whole day, but if you can, go for a special one-day break that's just for you. I'm going to be doing that. The kids are gone back to school after a busy spring break. For us parents, spring break is a busy time because our kids are with us. So I'm going to be withdrawing and getting away for a special day trip just for myself. I'll return after the kids are back from school, but it's just during the day. And I'm going to release myself from any work that brings me stress, gives me pressure to perform. I'm going to enjoy a pocket special just to refill. So Fred, I just encourage you, what would your little break look like and where would you go? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Thank you for inviting us always to come away with you. You are never in a hurry, and time with you never expires. You welcome us with open hands, with goodness that never runs out for us. Our cup overflows with you. Lord, strengthen the heart and the hope of the beautiful one who's listening, and help the beloved one who's listening to hear your words of rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, remember to sign up for this wonderful Rest with Jesus. I'm going to go through 8 weeks to help you explore and experience in practical ways how to draw closer to God's rest and peace and find your spark of joy again. Go to mysoulcareschool.com. It's exciting. It's a new spring quarter, so sign up before registration closes this week. Remember, you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.